Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Erica Hahn of Kelowna Family Dental about New Year's resolutions to make regarding dental health. What routines do you think are most difficult for adults to maintain?
I would say one of the most difficult is just maintaining regular six-month checkups and coming in consistently because everyone's got busy schedules and a lot going on. So I know that can be something that's difficult, but it's also extremely important to maintaining good dental health.
And why would you say the six-month checkup is important for dental health?
Coming in every 6 months gives us a chance to look over everything, make sure no cavities have started, that the gums are staying healthy, and if there is something going on, we can catch it early before it becomes a big problem.
What would you say are the most important things to do for keeping healthy teeth and gums?
Well, the biggest things are going to be to brush with a fluoride toothpaste, which is most toothpaste that you can find. As long as you look at the back of the bottle, having fluoride in it is important, as well as flossing on a regular basis. Coming in for those six-month checkups and then making some good lifestyle choices like drinking lots of water, chewing sugar-free gum throughout the day, and picking healthy snacks.
For those who might not care as much, why is taking care of dental health important?
Dental health is important just, you know, first off and foremost so that your teeth can stay nice and healthy and keep you out of pain, but also because it's a big contributor to overall health. So having problems with your teeth can cause, you know, other things going on. And so you just want to make sure that your teeth stay nice and healthy so your body as a whole can stay nice and healthy.
And for those who might not have the proper dental health insurance to visit their dentist, do you know how people can get supplemental dental insurance?
The dental insurance side of things is kind of tricky. It's something that I would definitely check with your individual, you know, whoever you might go through, or check with a few different kinds of dental insurances. See what's going to benefit you best. And then I know some offices might offer special plans for patients who don't have insurances. Every once in a while, depending on the office, and you would want to call first and check. Sometimes there can be, you know, different plans that the office itself will provide for people without insurance.
And what are some tips you have for maintaining regular routine if people are having, you know, trouble as far as flossing and brushing teeth and so forth?
I like to tell people, you know, try and brush. One of the biggest tips we say is right before bed. That's one of the most important times of the day to brush. So even if it's the last thing you're doing at night, try and squeeze that in before bed. And with flossing, I tell patients, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be at the exact time you're brushing your teeth. If you have a little flosser and you want to use that after lunch or while you're watching TV, that's a good time to get that flossing in the middle of the day.
What are some common dental problems that can be reversed by typical care, like brushing and flossing?
You know, regular brushing and flossing and seeing your dentist regular can help prevent cavities, but also if they are starting, like I had mentioned earlier, it's just helping to catch them quicker. And so that's important, as well as just making sure, you know, you're being consistent with different home techniques.
And what are some good New Year's resolutions to make, you think, for having better dental health?
Probably one of the biggest things is just making sure you're visiting the office and staying on top of things at home as best as you can. If you haven't been to the dentist in a long time, it might be a great time to go. And if you, you know, if you're going kind of sporadically once every few years, now might be a good time to start trying to go more regularly. And then incorporating those at-home techniques more often. So if you don't floss at all, start trying to do it once every couple weeks and then work your way into a more consistent routine. Try going once a week and then maybe once a day and slowly work your way into some of those good habits.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dr. Erica Hahn of Kelowna Family Dental. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.